Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So will there or won't there be a Friends reunion? I've got the official word coming up. But first, thousands of mourners are going to be filling the Staples Center in L.A. to pay tribute to Kobe and Gianna Bryant today. Kobe's wife, Vanessa, wrote, "My body refuses to accept that my Gigi will never come back to me." That's going to be an emotional one today for sure. In better news, congratulations to Maddie and Tay star Taylor Dye. She got married over the weekend to Josh Kerr in Nashville. And Dan and Shay star Dan Mooney is celebrating the birth of his second little baby. He and his wife Hannah welcomed a baby boy on Friday in Nashville. His name is Ames Alexander. Super, super cute. And now it's time. I've been waiting to get the official word on whether Friends is coming back or not, and here it is. A reunion special is officially being developed for HBO Max, okay? So the show's six main stars and its original creators are developing the special because the show is moving from Netflix to HBO Max in May. Now, my source is telling me that this reunion has been in the making for 18 months. So that's why there have been a lot of rumors, but everybody's been hush-hush because the cast and crew were made to sign rigid non-disclosure agreements to keep everything as fresh and exciting as possible. So I guess it took a really long time to convince Matthew and Jennifer in particular to get on board. But once they were signed up, things moved along pretty quickly. So we are expecting a full-on Friends reunion on HBO Max when it takes over all the Friends episodes in May. I'm also, though, hearing that it's not going to be a sitcom. It's not going to be scripted at all. It'll be very off the cuff, and I think it'll be like Jennifer Aniston, not as Rachel, but as Jennifer Aniston. So I don't know if that sounds as exciting, but at least it's something. It's a step in the right direction. We've got more Friends news. Actually, there's even more to this story, and we'll tell you about that coming up in the next X-Files.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So we've got your Friends update coming up, but first, some great news. Congratulations to Shay Mooney from Dan and Shay. He and his wife, Hannah, welcomed a new baby boy on Friday. This is their second child. His name is Ames Alexander. And in other great country news, Maddie and Tay star Taylor Dye married her fiance, Josh Kerr, in Nashville on Friday. So it was a big weekend in Nashville this weekend for sure. Now today, a big day in LA. Thousands of mourners are going to be filling the Staples Center to pay tribute and to honor Kobe and Gianna Bryant. Kobe's wife Vanessa wrote, "My body refuses to accept that my Gigi will never come back to me." So I have a feeling today is going to be an emotional day for sure. And you know, maybe this is enough to make you cry. It is happening. It's official, Friends fans. After 15 years, 9 months, and innumerable fan requests from around the globe, we now have brand new information that you've been waiting for, and it seems that the Friends cast is, in fact, getting together for a reunion, which is being described as an untitled, unscripted special. So the deal is that the show is coming to HBO Max. So it had been doing reruns on Netflix. And in order to bring it back to HBO Max, they were able to seal the deal. It took about 18 months to get everybody signed in and decide what they were going to do. And they decided, I don't know if they're just going to sit on the couch and just chat or what's going to happen. But it's unscripted. And I think that takes a little bit of the sizzle away, to be quite honest with you. I'm kind of waiting to see like whatever happened to Rachel and Ross and the rest of them. But the reunion, hopefully, according to my sources, is going to be turned into a 12-part series. So here's what I've heard. Officially, the deal is signed for a one-off, but the hope is that once everybody sees how well it's received and how much love there is for the show, another series will be agreed to and commissioned. And then when you count in the streaming rights and the cast fees and the spinoffs and the merchandising. This honestly could be TV's inaugural billion-dollar contract. So big stuff happening for Friends. As for this episode, it's going untitled, but I kind of feel like it should be the one where they all got back together.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
All right, well, congratulations, first of all, going out to Kyle, the Eagles cheerleader. He auditioned for American Idol last night and got a golden ticket to Hollywood.
Hollywood, here he comes.
He is truly number one.
He is truly number one.
Eagles cheerleading squad was there to cheer him on, as you could hear. All right, and now you've heard the rumors, and we know that it is officially true. There will be a Friends reunion. The Untitled Unscripted show is going to air on HBO Max once the network takes over reruns of the show from Netflix later on this spring. Big congratulations going out to a couple of folks in country music as well. We have a new country marriage and a new country baby. First, the marriage. Tay from Maddie and Tay got married to her fiancé Josh on Friday in Nashville, which was equally a big day for Dan and Shay's Shay Mooney and his wife Hannah. They had a baby boy on Friday named Ames Alexander. And about 20,000 people, we're talking celebrities, athletes, family members, fans, and friends, are going to be filling the Staples Center today to honor Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, who were among the 9 people killed in a helicopter crash on January 26th near Calabasas, California. It will be televised. It is going to be wickedly emotional, so grab the tissues if you plan on watching. In the week after the accident, close to 350,000 people visited the plaza outside the Staples Center to pay their respects to Kobe and the other victims. They shared their grief by leaving 1,300 basketballs, 500 handwritten notes, 350 pairs of sneakers, and more flower bouquets than anyone could count. So what is happening with all of this? I reported earlier that we heard that Vanessa Bryant had ordered these special shipping containers to be sent to the scene so that they were able to collect a lot of the stuff and weren't really sure what was going on. Now we know the flowers are going to be turned into mulch that will be spread around LA live in the next 2 weeks. And the rest of the offerings, all the sneakers, the photographs, the jerseys, the stuffed animals, all that other stuff is cataloged. And right now it's being stored in 37 shipping containers. So we're still unsure as to what they're going to be doing with all that stuff. But I don't really blame Vanessa. I mean, that's not something you just want thrown out, right? So the memorial service today is going on at 10 o'clock Pacific time. And the X-Files this morning are brought to you by KGL Skin Study Center in Broomall, seeking paid volunteers for an acne study.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.